Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
All right, here we go. Hey, Facebook Live. Facebook Live. Welcome to the Doo-Doo and Foo Show. I'm your co-host, Dan Savage.
Along with Mike Cristofoli, that's Doodoo, and I'm Foo.
That's Doodoo and Foo, the Doodoo and Foo Show. Episode 3. I can't believe we've made it this far. I thought for sure we'd hang it up after the first 5 minutes.
Not when you're having fun, buddy.
Nah, you're having fun. That's it. So we're on Facebook Live over here. We got another camera. We got our single camera. We got a lot to talk about. Today is April 11th. Yes. It's Thursday. And we're over here on the West Coast. For those of you who don't know, we're in Las Vegas. And Mike, you just got back from a vacation. Where'd you go?
I went to Omaha.
What's in Omaha?
Good friend of mine, Steve. He might actually be watching right now. It was his 60th birthday yesterday. Shout out to Steve for his birthday. His wife, Laura, they always take me in. Great people. Nice. Great people, yeah. Yeah. I surprised him. Yeah. This was talked about a year ago.
Wow.
Yeah, his wife bring it up. Laura bring it up. And then a few months back, she said, it's a go. I said, okay, let me get the ticket. Surprised him. Their son, Nathan, picked me up at the airport, went to the local bar. I had my back turned to the door. He recognized me right away. Yeah, I heard the laugh.
That's funny.
I heard the laugh, but he was very surprised.
Yeah,
which was very good. So everything worked out. Awesome. Yeah, weather was. I think one rainy day, a little cold and wind, but nothing like we didn't have last week.
Yeah.
Everything was perfect.
Oh, that's good.
It's always,
when did you fly back in?
I came back in Tuesday.
Tuesday okay.
afternoon.
Oh, yes. So you had a nice vacation out there.
Oh yeah, it was nice.
Good.
Omaha. I've been there 4 times now, and I haven't had a bad trip.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and I'm going to go back. Yep. The plan is to go back in July. He throws a party every summer at his house. Call it Gilbert Palooza. Mm. That's his last name.
Gilbert Palooza.
That's their last name, yeah. So that's the plan, is to go back at the end of June, actually, yep. I should say. This one's going to be at the end of June. But exciting. Very nice time. Very nice time.
Yeah. And now Omaha, you might have to school me on this. I'm thinking like Omaha steaks. I'm thinking what is Omaha known for?
Well, they have the Omaha steaks.
Yeah.
But you can find better steaks elsewhere in Omaha.
You don't
have to go to Omaha Steaks.
Steve.
Yeah, no, Steve showed me some places. Yeah, they're very good.
But what's Omaha like? I mean, it's a fairly big city, right? I mean, it's a decent-sized city.
Flat, of course, but...
It's flat?
Yeah, but no, I enjoy Omaha.
Yeah.
It's
not Vegas.
It's not Vegas. Everybody is always very receptive.
Yeah.
Every time I've gone out there, he has great friends.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, I haven't had a bad experience in Omaha at all.
Well, that's good. When you take time off from work and travel, it's always good when you can come back and say you had a good experience.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Good. I went to my living room, and it was great.
Yeah.
Weather was perfect.
Yeah.
Nobody bothered me.
That's it.
Everybody was receptive.
That's the best right there.
No, actually, I think since the last show... No, that was the show before that. We had gone down to Laughlin, hung out on the Colorado River. Wasn't great weather, but again, just kind of a getaway. We both got to take a few days and escape reality and try to recharge our batteries.
Absolutely.
So did you notice, obviously, Final Four finals while you were out in Omaha. Was there a buzz about that at all?
There was a buzz about the Iowa women's basketball.
Was it really?
Yeah, we went to their local bar.
And what's going on with Iowa women's basketball? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, I know, right? They were obviously all rooting for Iowa.
Yeah.
You know, it was cool to be out there when a local team of theirs, more or less, was in the championship game.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That was one reason why I was hoping Creighton and the men's would make the Final Four, because I was out there that Saturday.
Yep.
I was hoping to experience that buzz.
Oh yeah,
that would have been nuts, buzzier. Right? But no, there was a nice buzz for Iowa women's being in the championship game.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, it was a nice time. But
nice.
Other than them losing the game, but
yeah,
what can you do? You
know, South Carolina's pretty good. Undefeated yeah. at any sport and any gender. In this day and age,
exactly. Of this day and age,
parodies and with the NILs and with the movements,
you
to go
hit
undefeated
it right on the head.
Is phenomenal. Yeah. South Carolina's got an amazing team. I think Iowa's good. I don't know, not really a hot take, but I think if they play 10 times, Iowa gets them at least three.
Oh, I mean, Iowa maybe could beat four. That team. Yeah, yeah, they could beat them.
I think
yeah.
South Carolina's just a little bit better. Maybe yeah. wins a couple more times if they play.
When they got the big girl in the middle.
Yeah, no, she's tough. Yeah. Cardoza.
Yeah,
she's tough. They got her projected, I think, at three in the WNBA draft coming up here in a few days. Yeah. And some people are actually saying she might jump leapfrog Brink, the girl from Stanford, yeah. the other center from Stanford, because she played so well in the playoffs. But women's basketball was great. We're going to touch on a little bit about how CSN did, even though we're out of our season,
yes.
what we had going on this past week with women's basketball, and something we have going on today, which is kind of exciting. And we're going to bring in a special guest to talk about what we have going on as soon as we get done with this podcast, actually. And then, of course, we have over on the men's side, what a great matchup. I think a lot of people could have and probably did predict that Purdue and UConn would be the final two teams standing, especially when those brackets first came out. Great game. UConn did what they always do, not to the extent that they had been doing to other teams, but they had that just one big run.
Yeah.
And
second half.
Yeah. They're just what they do, right? They wear you down a little bit, and consistency. There's not a clear person to stop on UConn. There's just not.
Nah. It's,
they just score from all over
too
the place.
Too many weapons.
Matched up a little bit of size with Edie, with their 7-1 center. What did you think of that? Did you get a chance to
watch the whole game? Mm. Yeah, the UConn did what they do. Come out in the second half,
yep,
and that's it. They were up. I think they had their biggest lead was 18. Mm. In fact, they had I think they were up 17. They took a 3-point shot, went in and out. They were very close to going up 20, even 20. In that game.
Yeah.
But they did have an 18-point lead, and Purdue with the 7-foot center Edie had. UConn did what they did all year long.
Yep. You know? No, really good. Way to finish men's side and women's side, meaning the Elite Eight games, the Final Four games, and even the championship games. I would say on the women's side, I think those Final Four games were probably a little bit funner to watch, a little bit more competitive, and a lot of backstories with whether it be LSU and Iowa or obviously it was NC State women gave South Carolina a nice run. Championship game was good, and that's it. It's a wrap on the season. WNBA draft coming up.
Yes,
we could have a whole entire podcast, probably 4 hours, talking about how the old they call them the old heads, and I can say that because I am an old head, because one of my players told me that. What did you call me? You called me an elder. I was called an elder.
Elder.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy, and I'm older than you. Oh boy.
What are you? You're a senior citizen. I'm an elder. Now I'm an elder. But some of the old heads in the WNBA are really firing off at Caitlin Clark. Like, it's not going to be that easy. We've been hooping. And I don't know, man. Caitlin Clark is going to give buckets out.
Yeah,
I don't care what league it is.
She can shoot from distance. I mean, from well beyond three.
Yeah.
She did in throughout the whole tournament, throughout her career. Yeah. But that's what she does. Yeah, she'll score. She'll be all right.
And
because she can, she delivers the ball too.
Yeah, and you see those ticket prices for when that her team, because obviously she's going number one, when they visit other WNBA teams, those ticket prices are insane. Like the percentage that they've jumped is like 300-400% more than a regular game. So she's just done so much for the sport, and not only her, but everybody who's going to get drafted. I mean, this is phenomenal players coming out of this draft on all teams, and she's just an example of, to me, you know, when Steph Curry first started to become Steph Curry, who he is now. I was on the fence. I was on the side of, Can he do this all the time, or is he just on a tear right now? That's kind of what I was looking at. And there was one game, I forget which one it was, but it's probably a classic, is Golden State was down by like 16 with, you know, 10 minutes left, and he just went bananas, put it to overtime, hit like a 40-foot shot to put it to overtime, and then it went to overtime, and he went bananas. And I was eating dinner at the Grape Street in downtown Summerlin, and I was watching the game, and my jaw was dropping. I'm like, man, maybe this guy's the real deal. But it took me a long time of watching him to go, oh, no, he can do this all the time.
No, I hear you. Yeah.
And he has done it since for many years.
Yes.
And I think Caitlin Clark is the same thing. Is I think we're watching something we haven't seen yet on the women's side. And again, old heads will say, well, what about so-and-so and so-and-so?
Of course.
Listen, I fight for Jordan and Bill Russell and Kevin McHale. And when you're talking about old players compared to new players as much as anybody.
Right.
But I also understand that Anthony Edwards is a monster. Like, you know, so I get the difference. But I think what we're seeing now with Caitlin Clark is people are seeing enough sample size to go, this is what she does.
This is what she does.
And nobody else does this. Right. Not at the level and the consistency that she does, because I'm tired of hearing about her shooting. Her shooting is something we haven't seen yet in women's basketball.
Right.
But her passing,
that's what I mean. Yeah.
Next
level. Yeah, she delivers the ball. Yeah.
Next level. She made a pass. She was in the lock.
Yeah.
And she made a one-handed pass. And if you're watching on TV, it's going to nobody. And I'm like, whoa. And then all of a sudden, a teammate was sprinting.
Yeah, She sees the court, no doubt.
And again, WNBA is full of talent.
Absolutely.
Generational talents, some of the best in the world. A lot of people say the best.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In the world, and she's going to do just fine.
Yeah, she's going to be all right. How about that Indiana team that has first pick? They had, what was the girl's name? Leah Roberts, I think her name is, right? She was rookie of the year. Yeah. She was the first pick last year, I think,
right? They're going to be tough. They're going to be tough next
year. They go Caitlin Clark and her. I mean, that's a good pair right there.
It's not a bad one, too. It doesn't mean they're going to win the championship.
No.
You know, I got into this conversation. We'll kind of switch gears. I'll throw this one to you. This is a kind of off the cuff thing here.
That's okay.
How many NBA players, who was probably in the, let's say, in the men's NCAA tournament, who was probably, I don't want to say the worst team, but who was that team that just got smoked in the first round?
This year?
Anybody. Like, who was the 16 seed that was it?
I didn't think I remember all of this.
Was it?
It just happened.
Well, we don't even need a team name.
Yeah.
But let's take the worst team in the league this year.
Okay.
We don't even have to say in the tournament this year. What NBA player, current, could you take and put on that team and they win the championship? Can any or a lot or only a few?
I would think a lot would carry that team. A lot would carry that team.
I'm saying win it. I'm saying there's no doubt about it. They're winning the championship.
Yeah, there might be.
Who?
I mean, you off the top of your head, you got to go with, you think LeBron could carry a team all the way? Okay. That worst team in the tournament all the way? Right?
I don't know.
You know, there's Anthony Edwards. I mean, you know.
Anthony Edwards is
there's no the way right he's playing around pick,
right obviously.
Now,
I mean, it's.
You know what I mean? Imagine, okay.
Yeah, he's 51 playing last night? 51?
51. He's playing the way he's playing in March, now we're in April. But if he was playing that way with that worst team.
Can UConn stop them?
It's a good question. It's a very good question.
Now, see, I go Anthony Edwards is a great example. I think there's only a couple. In my opinion, there's probably only a couple. And I think one of them is Giannis, just size, strength. Oh, yeah. I mean, you're right. There's just nobody, in, yeah. and there's no defensive scheme
you're right, yeah.
in college to stop Giannis, yeah. right? There's just not. I mean, he went down with a little calf injury last night.
You're right. Heck, Edie almost scored, he almost scored 40 in that game.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. But I'm saying
there's no Giannis.
Yeah. There's nobody stopping Giannis. You know, even it's really a weird question. You take Jokic, like, you could he? I don't know. I mean, he's dominant in the NBA, but is he the type that's going to win you those games? And probably, but I think he's so good because he makes people around him better.
Yeah, right.
But
right.
those are NBA players around him, not just not made the college tournament, kids. College right. kids. Yeah, so, right. you know, look at somebody like a Tatum. Maybe. I mean, Luka. Luka would be tough.
Luka maybe
be a tough guard.
Yeah, be a tough guard. Tatum would be a tough guard too, but Tatum's a different player. You know, he had his run with Duke.
Short run.
You know, short run.
Yeah.
But and his NBA game has just gone through the roof too.
Yeah. No, he's playing at a different level, and you see the Celtics just signed a point guard.
I missed that one today.
Holiday.
They
signed him to an extension.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that one.
Celtics have home court advantage wrapped up through the playoffs, which is big.
Number one seed. Yeah, absolutely.
So that's our basketball wrap up.
Yeah.
What else you got?
For right now, our basketball wrap up.
Oh, yeah. We're going to bring in a little extra. We were lucky enough to go on Channel 3 News with my buddy Brian Salmon.
Yes, I've known
Brian for a long time, and he's the sports director over there at Channel 3 News, and he was excited to have us in to talk about what we accomplished this year and really highlight the fact that we have 80% local players on our roster, we got to bring Aaliyah and Leah Mitchell in on studio. They had a blast. I mean, we were sitting in the green room before, you know, you get out on the studio, and even just in the green room, their eyes were lit. I mean, this, you know, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
They really enjoyed it. So you got to see the interview. What'd you think?
I did very good. It was a very good piece. Enjoyed it. And, you know, the girls get touched up about it, and it was a pretty, that part there was a little, it was a little touchy.
Yeah.
And that's a tribute to you too, though, Coach. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
These girls love you. They always have.
Yeah.
I noticed that even before you were here coaching with all your coaching. I've said that to you before, but
it's funny. They, you know, I had to take away eye contact from this one over here.
I know.
Because she goes, I go.
I know.
But it was a really good interview. They had a great time. Got some good feedback, and I think we might be heading into another new studio soon here.
Another channel
reached out, so kind of exciting. So that's been good. We're getting ready to start our open gyms pretty soon, which is kind of fun because there's no coaching involved. It's just basically a women's open gym, and
the
players that are leaving, the new players coming in. We get some UNLV players. You know, it's kind of fun to watch them
hoop.
Absolutely. So we got that coming up, and then tonight we got something special coming at 5:00, and this is kind of like breaking news because not a lot of people know about it. But one of our players was given an amazing award, or is being named something for what she's done here locally, and that's one of our captains, Aaliyah Ibarra. And apparently, Aaliyah's going to jump on the mic here.
She's
going
to jump in.
How about this?
We're going to switch spots. Seats.
Mike is going to take over the... Mike is going to... Make sure you talk into the mic. Fu Man is going to take over the duties that you've been doing. So, say hello. What's your name?
Hi. I'm Aaliyah Ibarra.
You better get a lot closer to the mic. There you go. Perfect. So, I'm going to brag a little bit and let her talk after that. So, the Clark County Parks and Rec have leagues... they have leagues throughout the year, and they have a high school boys league, and the championship trophy is named after Lon Kruger, former UNLV men's coach and also coached at Oklahoma. Great coaching career. So that is named after him. And then there's another boys middle school that's named after another player, I believe AJ Banks. And got the call about what, a week ago, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. That the middle school trophy is going to be named after you, the Aaliyah Ibarra Middle School Championship Trophy. So we're going to go to the Hollywood Rec Center, and they're going to have Aaliyah talk to the winning team, which was from the Hollywood Rec Center this year. And it's going to be her first time presenting the award that is now going to be forever named after you. How does that make you feel?
good. And I get to put the plaque on.
Oh, you get to put the plaque on.
Yeah.
Because it's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So we've talked about it, obviously, off camera. We worked mm-hmm. on your speech and things like that. Has it, not that has it hit you, but it's a big deal.
Yeah.
So what does that make you feel like?
Special, obviously. And I'm just like really grateful. I wouldn't say it hit me yet because I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I feel like once I'm like there talking to everyone, I'm like, oh my gosh, like,
yeah,
this is really like an honor of me and what I've done. Mm-hmm. And I'm just glad like I'm getting the opportunity to talk to younger girls.
Yep.
And, you know, get to like just give them little pieces of advice from like this experience that I've been through.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, it's just really nice. I'm excited.
Motivate. We talked about this, trying to motivate and mentor girls that you once were that age.
Yeah.
You know, whether you remember or not, somebody probably gave some sort of a speech at one of your things mm-hmm. at some point, right? So now you're on the other side of that and your career's not over, your playing career, but you're being recognized now. I think that's pretty cool. It's something that I think the gentleman who broke the news to you, how did he kind of word it? Why was it named after you? What did he say?
He told me just like what you said too, what I've done and how he saw me like interact with the girls too.
Yep. And share when and where were you interacting with the girls?
It was when our gym was getting redone and we were practicing at Von Tobel. Mm-hmm. After our practices, we would go and we would start their practices for them.
Yep.
And we would kind of like start them with some drills, and that went on for how many months?
We did it for a while. Yeah.
A few months.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. And just built like little relationships and connections with the girls.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Yep. It's good stuff. And because he also mentioned, I think, in it that, you know, you're going to Utah Tech and it's a success story for you, from where you've been to where you're going. Yeah. And
he's following us throughout the season too.
Yeah. He's followed us on social media and, we got to see him quite a bit as well. So, exciting stuff. So we're going to do that. Let's see. Our podcast is going to end here in about 20 minutes and then we're going to head over to the Hollywood Rec. I think Mike, you're going to join us. Mike's going to join us. Oh, how about that? So she'll have some support there. We'll take some pictures. It'll be up on our social media a little bit later. So, short stint. We're going to get Aaliyah comfortable with the camera and the microphone, but congratulations. And it's exciting. So anything else you want to say?
No.
All right. So that's Aaliyah Ibarra, everyone. And we're excited. It's going to be a fun event. And it's another notch on the belt for not just her as a person, but for us as a program too. I think for anybody who saw my interview is building people up is just as important as winning games.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, it's a heck of an honor. Anytime you're born and raised in a city that's going to honor you with something like that, yeah, that's second to none.
Yeah.
You know, it should be very, very...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Proud of that honor.
Yeah,
for sure. Yep. That's heck of an honor, man.
Yeah, that's good stuff. It's good stuff.
Is.
Boy, how do we transition to this? It's like the transition is like this. Ready? What a heck of an honor. Hey, OJ died.
Listen.
Sorry, I was not laughing.
No.
I'm trying to find
no.
the transition. It's it's a big sports news.
Yeah.
I actually didn't know he was fighting cancer.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Until I heard that today. I had known he was out of the public eye.
Yeah.
You know, not not golfing any longer.
Yeah.
Not going to his spots.
But he just made some videos. What did he just make? He made a video about something not too long ago. So when I got the text today, I was like shocked. Yeah. And then I told Julie and she was like, what?
Yeah. You
know, only 76.
76. That's that cancer, right?
But, oh, yeah. Yeah, that cancer's.
But one of, the best to play the game of football.
Zero doubt in that.
That's,
and there's not a lot of people that would argue that he was no good. I mean, he was one of the probably top 10 running backs.
Number one overall pick, yeah. MVP 1 year, yep. The league in rushing a couple times, Heisman Trophy winner,
yeah, I mean,
national championship winner.
Yep. What else can he do?
Led the country in rushing. What else could he do?
He's winning.
I think he's the only one to have a 2,000-yard season in a 14-game season.
Wow.
No, not 16, but a 14-game season.
Yep.
Right? I think he had another year where he had all-purpose yards of 2,000 yards in a 14-game season.
Wow. Yeah.
So he was one of the best ever to do it on the field. Yeah.
For sure. For sure.
That's for sure.
And, of course, the off-field stuff is what it is. I mean, everybody can have their opinion or their say or whatever. Sure. But, an unbelievable athlete, and it's a sad day in the sports world for OJ to have passed.
But well, how about the movies he made, the Naked Gun movies?
Oh,
those
Naked
were classics,
Gun.
He was right?
Freaking hilarious in Naked Gun.
Classics, those, yeah.
Listen, those are some great movies. I think as a kid, you know, we had those on the old VHS. Airplane 2 are two movies that I might have watched the most of my life because whenever I was bored, I'd just throw them on. And Leslie
Nielsen,
oh man, those are some phenomenal classics. Movies. Yeah, and OJ was great in those. Sad to hear the passing of OJ.
You know, and speaking of you know passing away, but I just found out when I came in here, an ex UNLV ball player.
Yes,
past night.
Jarvis Bassnight passed. Yep.
Yeah. UNLV running rebel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another one battling. He was battling cancer. I didn't know anything about that one either, but sad to hear because I remember watching him play. Yeah. I remember going to UNLV games and watching him play at the MAC. Yeah. And
big time name for UNLV.
Oh, big time. Yeah. Wasn't he the one? Right. He flew over. I forget who he flew over, spread eagle right over and dunk right.
Yep.
I mean that's always a highlight in UNLV basketball. Absolutely. Right there. He was so athletic and good ball player. And
I know a lot of ex-Rebels are heading into town for the funeral.
And,
you know, the passing of anybody is sad. But,
it's very sad, yes.
You know, when you have a UNLV legend like Jarvis, it's that's a tough one. But you know what? It's the life we live, and Father Time is undefeated. Maybe we make it to the time we want to, and sometimes we don't, unfortunately.
Right.
We got, I don't know, not really newsworthy or breaking news so much, but it's another UNLV tie is in our current league, the Scenic West Athletic Association Region 18, Salt Lake Community College is always one of the top male basketball programs in the country, right? Their head coach just accepted, I believe, I'm trying to be right on these facts as much as I know them, but just accepted an assistant coaching job at Coastal Carolina Division I program. So
solid.
Nice move for him. And,
absolutely.
So the job was opened up, only a couple of days. And the rumor has it, I'm not sure if it's official, but it's all over the internet, so I don't mind kind of spreading the rumor a little bit because I'm pretty sure it's going down, is former UNLV men's basketball coach Dave Rice has taken the job.
And former player, too.
Former UNLV, player.
Former player. He had a pretty good stint here at UNLV. Was here 5 years, I think. And
5 years. Yeah.
5 years, third on the list in wins, I believe, UNLV, behind, of course, Tark and Lon Kruger.
Yeah.
Yep. Just ahead of Baino. But no, he had a winning record here at UNLV. Did pretty well, I guess, you know. But no, that's a good move.
Yeah. And I think he went Washington State for a little bit as an assistant.
He was at Washington.
Washington.
I think 3 years ago, he was under Mike Hopkins over there at Washington. And then he coached at
Cal Baptist
recently, recently.
Yeah, this past season,
and he took the job here. But nice little hire.
Pretty interesting. And you know, I talked to Coach Lee here, our men's basketball coach. Same league now. It doesn't hurt when you're recruiting in the Vegas area and your brother is the head coach
at
Bishop
helps,
Gorman.
Yes. that helps.
Yeah, might have a little bit of a pulse. He did before then, anyways. But Dave's a great guy.
Yeah.
Grant, his brother over at Bishop Gorman, is one of my favorite people in the sport here locally. He does a lot for basketball. I got to coach against Grant for a few years when I was over at Bonanza, and they always you know, kind of beat the brakes off us. Yeah. The talent level just wasn't close, but we always competed and have fun. And he, and one thing that Grant always, he actually sent me an email one time and said, I just love that you guys play with passion. You know, they just love the game. They play to play, you know, and I told him before one game, I said, hey, if we hit a three and we're down 30 and we celebrate like it was the, you know, state championship, it's just what we're doing today. Yeah. It's not to be disrespectful or unsportsmanlike. We're not doing, we're just going to celebrate our buckets today and have fun. And it's actually sometimes at that level, it was almost, you know, you're talking about Shabazz Muhammad and you're talking about some elite players. And it was almost a joy to be able to compete against them. And the winning, it is what it is. So the Rice family's pretty deep bloodline with basketball, and he'll be joining the Scenic West, and Salt Lake probably won't skip a beat with him at the helm.
No, they figure not to, not with him, right? He, like I said, he had a nice little run here at UNLV record-wise. I mean, I think that's a very nice little hire, especially after losing who they lost, right? So, you know, you gotta come up big after that, and they did.
That's a good, that's a good hire. So he'll be we are leaving Region 18, going to Region 1. So typically I'd say he'll be coming in this way, but now that we're not in their same conference, unless it's a tournament or something, I don't think he'll be here in Vegas. But who knows, maybe him and Coach Lee will get together and find a common date where they want to come down and you know, and enjoy playing a game here in Vegas. A little question for you.
Yes.
So we're going to stay on the head coaches, and this is going to be spanning college, pro, whatever it may be. I need your Mount Rushmore.
Oh, geez. Here we go.
Here it is.
Yep.
I need your Mount Rushmore of college of basketball coaches, any level, Mount Rushmore, four greatest to ever do it.
Any level.
Any level.
Here, let's do this. Let's pick. We're gonna pick one from each level here.
Okay.
Let's start. You know, there's a there's a couple. There's a couple in high school, right?
A couple high school.
Well, Hurley, right?
Yeah. Oh, he's a
Forget the DeMathis head coach.
Yeah.
Right off the top of my head, that was high school too. But
Hurley was St. Anthony's in
St.
New Jersey.
St. Anthony's in New Jersey.
Yeah. She's won a lot of games.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, very, ton of games. Yes. Ton of games. Mm-hmm. At any level.
Yep. Doesn't have to be. You can don't have to pick one from each. Just you can pick four NBA coaches if you wanted to. Whatever. Who are your four? I mean, you gotta go Syracuse. I mean, this is your pick. Is Boeheim on the Mount Rushmore?
Of five of all time?
Is Mount Rushmore four?
Four. We can add one. We'll throw five.
All right, we'll go five. Yeah.
Go
we'll
five. No, to me, no, being a Syracuse guy, if the top five of all time coaches, all time. No.
Okay.
Not with Boeheim, no. Yeah. I know he was there, what, 47 years. I get that. Won a championship. I get that. But no. Because, one, I would take Krzyzewski over Boeheim.
Okay. Is he going on Mount Rushmore?
I'd throw him on Mount Rushmore.
Okay. So
I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. You know, I get it. Red Auerbach won all the championships with your team, Boston, there. You know, you can throw him on there.
Okay. We got two.
We got two, right? And I'm just trying to go off the top of my head without even thinking about it or studying it. But when it came to coaching, I was a Bobby Knight fan.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, you mean X's and O's when
X's
you say coaches.
And O's. Yeah. X's and O's.
Getting the most out of his team.
And he won three championships anyways, I think, right? He won three and an undefeated season.
Yep. Undefeated season. Right? 79, 70.
70 something. 70 You're something. Right. It was in the 70s, right? Just like the songs, 1970-something, 1980-something.
So we're going to add him in? Is he going in the number three spot?
I'll throw him in there right now until something
Bobby
pops
Knight,
up that I can
Bobby Knight, Coach K,
over.
Red Auerbach.
Red Auerbach.
Pretty good group.
Yeah. Yeah. Holy cow. You put me on the spot then.
That's what podcasts are.
Oh, yeah. Buddy. Off the cuff. I like it. That's okay, though. I got to think NBA here, too, right? I don't know. Wow, buddy.
And it can be male or female, too. That's
you know, I'll throw Hurley in there.
Okay.
Okay, I'll throw Coach Hurley. Senior, yes,
yep.
Senior.
Okay.
I'll throw Coach Hurley in there.
That's a good pick.
Right. What's that, four?
That's four.
And I got to get one more in there. I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody that deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's a solid one. I don't want to waste it. I don't want to have dead air here, but.
No, yeah.
I got to think of a fifth one here. Just trying to go through the teams. I don't know. I gotta. Can you come back to me?
I'll come back to you. All right. I'll start chipping away at mine. I'll let you think.
I might ring a bell.
Yeah, over there.
That I might be forgetting somebody. I'm sure I am.
Well, these aren't my picks, but I'm going to go through some names and then I'll make my picks. I mean, obviously, I'm thinking John Wooden is.
Yeah. There you go. How can I forget John Wooden?
John Wooden, Pat Summitt.
With the women's side, Tennessee. Yeah, on the women's
side, Gino Auriemma.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, now that you say that, Gino. Yeah. And he proved a lot this year.
Yep.
With what he did, bringing that team to the Final Four, injuries he's had, he has had. They weren't deep at all, and he got that team to the Final Four.
Forget about this year. Forget about the last 10 years.
Yeah.
You could build a top coach resume from 20 years ago.
Yeah. Like absolutely.
Yeah. No, he's top notch. I'm obviously a big Coach K fan. Sure. I'm a huge Jay Wright fan, even though it wasn't it's a massive extended period of time of success. I'm just like you said, X's and O's. Jay Wright's my guy.
Yeah.
I'm a big Coach K fan too. But you look at who's
Dean Smith.
Dean Smith is an icon, in coaching. He can't go on my Mount Rushmore if I can't remember his name.
Who did he coach for?
San Antonio Spurs.
Oh, Popovich. I was thinking Popovich. Greg Popovich. Yeah, Popovich. Yeah.
He's had a heck of a career.
Yep.
Tyra Vandeveer.
Yeah, she just retired.
Just retired.
Yeah, I mean, very solid.
She's the all-time leader in games won, men or women.
Very solid.
So,
yeah.
Dawn Staley will get there if she keeps chugging away.
She'll get there, and Hurley will get there for UConn. Hurley will get there too.
Hurley will get there too. Yeah. Yep. Hurley will get there too. So I'm gonna go. All right. Let me match who's on mine. That's on yours. Is 100% Coach K. I'm gonna go Coach K. I'm gonna go Pat Summitt.
Okay.
I'm gonna go Coach K. I'm gonna go Pat Summitt. I'm going to go, I'm going to go with, I almost want to go with Gino. Have two female.
Yeah. Why not? You can.
Hey, it's our names on the show.
Which says that you can't, right?
Hey, I got Gino and Pat Summitt. There you go. Women's college basketball representing. And then I'll go, what do I got? Three?
It's three.
I'll go John Wooden. That'll be my four. And then my fifth one is, I'm going to come back to you. You got your fifth yet? Did I spark some thought? What do you got?
Not that I seen him coach, but reading about him, and you just mentioned him, is John Wooden. Why? Yeah. Because... Yeah. It wasn't all about winning.
Yep.
It was about developing these kids for the future, their future lives.
How about that?
And he cared right. And he cared about them, right?
Oh,
I would have thought you read his book.
Yeah, it's right over there.
Knowing you, right.
It's right over there. And on the wall are his pillars to success. I have Pat Summitt's too. So there you go. It makes sense.
To basketball success, life after basketball success. Yep. He cared about his players, about their lives.
And you know who talks a lot about that is Bill Walton. Bill Walton, when he talks about...
He loves John Wooden to no end.
Like he's still here. Like they still talk every day.
Right.
When you hear him talk about his college coach.
And that's why I'll go with John Wooden also, because it wasn't all about basketball. It wasn't all about the X's and O's.
Yeah.
It was about life.
Yep.
And that's why I'll go with John Wooden.
Yeah, so that's your fifth. You know what? Again, I just love so much that Jay Wright has done.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's a popular pick, but he's my pick.
Oh, good. He was an assistant here at UNLV. I think a lot of people forget.
Yep.
But nothing wrong with that. I think he retired a little early. Who knows what's going on in anybody's lives, but he seems to be doing all right broadcasting,
Yeah, he's enjoying it. He's enjoying it. Everybody thought he'd be over there at Kentucky, but he's not.
No, it's
interesting. And, all of those coaches have different styles. You know, like you said, going back to Coach K, coming from West Point and learning under Bobby Knight.
Bobby Knight.
Yeah, and Red Auerbach having... the dynasty, and those dynasties don't just happen, they're created. And, Greg Popovich, his style. And again, how he's able to connect with his players and coach them a certain way because he's connected with them. It's interesting. And, you know, all those players, I'm sure not every player and every style of player meshed with all those coaches, right. But they're legit for a reason. It's funny. Coach Lee was just in here before, and we were talking about, I was talking to him last night. He called me last night, and we were talking about his first open gym. So he had his first open gym last night. Right. I said, "Hey, how did it go?" And he's like, "Phew." He's like, "These kids, they're dribbling 45 times and taking fadeaway bad shots and then kind of jogging back on defense."
Right.
And it's interesting as a coach, when we have open gyms or we are out watching recruits, maybe they're playing an AAU game, is they all think that we want to see them score. And don't get me wrong, scoring is important, but I don't need a whole bunch of players to come in and be that scorer. I need somebody who's A, going to be a lockdown defender.
Right.
B, going to share the ball. C, going to be a great teammate. And so it's interesting. If you're a recruit out there listening and just happen to be tuning in or listening in the, on the rebroadcast. Redo that. She said if you're a recruit. Oh, it wasn't on there? It's on now? Okay. So Coach Mike, we're gonna just to rehash for that camera. Coach Mike was saying that he had an open gym at the college level, and it's just an open gym. You can't. There's no coaching involved. It's just, you know, watching, just like going and watching an AAU game. And he was saying that some of the players are coming in and dribbling 45 times before they pass and taking turnaround fadeaways and all this craziness. And he's like, "That is the last thing I want to see."
Right,
like
exactly.
They think that's the key to get a spot on a team, whether it's a high school team, AAU team, college team, whatever it may be. And some advice to a player that's looking and has an opportunity to play in front of a coach is that's not what we're looking for. Like typically we already have scorers. Like it's like these really good college players that are getting ready to go to the NBA. The NBA doesn't need you to score. The Boston Celtics don't need you to score. I think they have scorers. So we're like that on a little bit smaller level where we want absolute beasts on defense. We want people trying to rebound, you know, making good passes, being a good teammate, making the extra pass, shooting shots they can make, dribbling with purpose. Don't just dribble so we see your handles. I don't want to see that. I want to see dribbling with purpose. Are you attacking the rim? Are you dribbling at somebody to try to create a back door? That's what we want to see. Over dribbling is the last thing we want to see. That's the quickest way to lose a coach's attention in an open gym.
You know, you can have a whole practice, a two-hour practice, and not one shot being taken or without a basketball.
Or without a dribble.
Without a dribble, right, or without a dribble.
We did that a few times. Leah's shaking her head in the background there. I had to get on my guards a couple times this year and go to a no-dribble practice because we're dribbling. You know, we're supposed to be running an offense. And the funny thing is it's not always the point guard's problem when that happens. A lot of people think the person who's over-dribbling, it's their fault. Sometimes it is. Most of the times it is. But it's also their teammates standing around watching what they're going to do instead of screening away or screening the ball or making something happen and making a cut, making something happen. That person who's dribbling the ball, their automatic answer is nobody's doing anything.
Right.
Like, so I have to dribble the ball because our, you know, their job is to pick it up when you're ready to pass or shoot. Right. So keep that dribble alive. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. But again, recruits, don't come out to an open gym and over dribble.
No.
And don't come out and start cussing. And don't come out and there's so many things that we see that like it's just automatic red lights at the college level.
Right.
So what do you think? We're episode 3. I thought we covered quite a bit.
We did. Some important things. And once again, congratulations to Aaliyah and her honor.
Yeah,
That's going to be a fun time. That's going to be a fun time tonight.
Yeah, we'll post some pictures about this.
Yeah.
Pictures and video later. Or Aaliyah's not allowed to go home, apparently. If I don't post pictures or if we don't have pictures, her mom said, you have nowhere to live if I don't see pictures, pictures and video. So
she'll
we'll
get
make
pictures
sure
and video.
We'll get them. We'll get them handled. Yeah. And we'll be back at it. What do we got next week? Next week is, I don't know. We got, it's kind of. No, banquet's in 2 weeks. But I think sports-wise, now we have a little bit of a lull. We're getting ready to crank it up for NBA playoffs.
Yeah, yes.
And then we have, obviously, NHL Golden Knights. Hopefully, did they make it?
I think they're back down to an 8 seed right now.
8 seed, okay.
A few games left.
Just get in the dance.
Just get in. They're trying to hold on. Yep. A lot can happen in a week that we can talk about next week.
Yeah, there'll be a lot. But it is a little bit of a lull because, you know, baseball's just cranking up here a little bit. Football is still a little ways away.
Yeah.
College basketball is now down. Right. And but we'll have plenty to talk about.
There'll be plenty of life things to talk about.
Yeah, man. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. Whether you tuned in live or watching the rebroadcast, we appreciate you guys. Big shout out to Ali Ibarra,
yes.
Our technical director. And Mike, nice seeing you again, bud.
Yes, Danny. Hey, good to see you too, buddy.
The Go-Go yep. Gadget Arms.
There we go.
All right. Yep. Well, thank you guys for tuning in.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next week.
Yes.
See ya.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.